All right, let's go around the grounds. We'll get we'll get through a few of these Roochie Rooch before we have to go to a break. The big one today, though, was the announcement overnight of the merging, for the use of a better word, between the PGA and LIV Golf. Now, I'm not being...
Is that what all that noise was at 2 in the morning, was it? Is that why the heavens opened up?
It was
thunder,
this
lightning.
Is ridiculous. This is one of the biggest kept secrets and the biggest announcements ever, to the point the CEO, Greg Norman, didn't even know that negotiations
were
taking place.
That's not good for him.
There's a lot of unhappy people out there at the moment, Rooch. This is an enormous announcement. I'm hoping it'll be like World Series cricket, that ultimately it will be better for the game.
So let's do perspective. World Series cricket was about Kerry Packer wanting the TV rights and a group of cricketers finally saying, you've been underpaying us as Test cricketers, we want a fair deal. This one's more complicated because we don't know how LIV and PGA merge together. It's not like it just returns back to, and Kerry Packer just puts it on the TV. But we also have the critical issue here. Whereas World Series cricket led to every cricketer being better off, we've now got a group of cricketers who are multi-millionaires. Golfers who are multi-millionaires by having signed up with LIV. And the ones who were loyal to the PGA, what do they get? What are they going to get for it?
They're absolutely livid. They are filthy.
Livid.
They are saying,
I like it.
No, no.
I like it. Livid. Good.
No, I didn't say it because of that. But you have to understand, for 2 years they've been preached to about loyalty.
Yep.
And being sticking to the traditions of what the values of the game.
Yep. And what do they get for it?
They have knocked back offers. And then you've got players that aren't winning majors that, you know, struggle to make a living. Not necessarily, but they've knocked back offers of 10, 20, 50, 100 million. Some have knocked back offers of 200 million. Hideki Matsuyama would have been given offered 200 million.
So what's he get now?
Nothing. And he becomes part of the same competition. So those that sold their soul for the money or believed in what LIV was doing, you take Cam Smith, gets his 125 million only a year ago, and now he's back playing where he's playing before, but he's 125 million better off. How do you feel if you're Rory McIlroy and you said no to it? Tiger Woods said no. Well, we know Tiger's never finished. But there's plenty of players like that because they got behind management of the PGA and now the management. Although if some of the stuff on Twitter today, there's some great quotes. Now, here's a person. If you're not following golf, you may not be aware of this player, but he's one of many. Dylan Wu. He's a 26-year-old second-year player on the PGA Tour. He called the merger hypocrisy at the greatest level. Tell me why Jay Monahan, he's the CEO of the PGA, who was telling everyone, be loyal, stick fat.
We'll win this battle.
Yep, we'll win this battle. Do not succumb to the money. He says, tell me why Jay Monahan basically got a promotion to CEO of all golf in the world by going back on everything he has said for the past 2 years.
So this is by merging LIV, the European Tour, and the PGA Tour.
Yeah, Wu then tweeted, added to the tweet, I guess money always wins. There are so many people that are absolutely filthy about this.
So have we worked out how LIV events, PGA events, European Tour events get merged, and what happens to us here at Grange?
Well, that was the big thing. And Peter Malinowskis, one thing he is proactive. Yes, he was straight on to the LIV Golf directors. He spoke to Greg Norman, even though he wasn't really in the loop. He was told what was happening just before the press release came out. And one organisation, there's always how it works. Press releases will go out and they'll be embargoed to a certain time. And there's that great temptation, if you're a media network, whether it be radio, print or TV, do we breach the embargo? What would be the penalty? One organisation breached it by 30 minutes, so all these professional golfers found out this news via Twitter and social media. It is a disgrace. Peter Malinowskis, though, is confident nothing will change with the LIV Golf tournament here at Grange.
Well, I think first and foremost, it's good news for world golf. This is a reconciliation that many were dreaming of, and now it's coming to fruition. And as far as Adelaide is concerned, we hope that it's all upside. I think what it'll mean is there's a greater degree of cross-pollination of players between the US PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour, which have been better events, presumably. And we've seen on the record this morning a commitment that LIV Golf will continue. Now, for as long as that is the case, they have a contractual obligation to continue to host at least another three events, at least another three. So I've had text messages with Greg this morning, and I've been on the phone to their executives. So
He's bullish about it?
Absolutely. What LIV has been crying out for is legitimacy. And to speak frankly, the first place they got that was right here in Adelaide, with a massive turnout from crowds, because it's golf fans that ultimately provide legitimacy more than anything else. So I think the success in Adelaide has undoubtedly contributed towards the reconciliation that has now taken place.
And even if it hasn't, we are taking ownership of that. But it makes a lot of sense. People all around the world couldn't believe the way South Australia and Adelaideans reacted to that tournament. And I think the PGA sat back and said, this is a immovable force.
We have quite a situation here, don't we, whereby you've got the traditional PGA group that have been true to their men in the sense of, no, you stick with this, don't follow the money, you'll be looked after. They must be sitting there now saying, we've been dudded.
Oh, without a doubt. Quick text from Blake. Appreciate this, Blake. I wasn't listening this morning. Hi, Kimbo and Rooch. Was reported on your station earlier today that Tiger Woods lost $800 million by not joining LIV. Even for a man who was already richer than God, that's got to sting. And yes, when you've been in a few broken marriages as well, we need to take a break. We're here thanks to Balfours. We love Balfours. They've been baking people happy since 1853, Rooch. Livid. Why don't you look habit?
Livid.
Happy.
I like that. Was that off the cuff?
I'm a wordsmith. Didn't know I was even saying it. No matter your club's colours, Balfours are for the game.